You're listening to the Street Roots Podcast.
Street Roots, a nonprofit grassroots newspaper that assists people experiencing homelessness and poverty.
I'm Kendall Taggart, and this week I sat down with John.
I'm John, and I work at the corner of 12th and Cooch in the Northwest at Whole Foods.
And his friend Walt Perry.
My name is Walt Perry, and I work for Office Max, and I drove a route that used to go in front of John's Corner every day, so that's how I was able to meet John a year ago.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Morning. How are you, darling?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I don't have a lot of homeless friends. My friends are here, the friends that I've made working here. This is my social hour. I get people that think I'm their local bartender, but they tell me all their troubles. We'll talk about life and romance and money and the issues that they're concerned with.
Though John and Walt met on a street corner, their friendship has traveled well beyond that initial interaction.
You know, you've been by one of my closest friends.
Probably not my longest customer, but my best friend now.
We talk a lot of personal family things, and a good friend to have, a good friend I can share my joys and concerns with, and so I don't have other friends that I see as often as I see John.
Now every 2 weeks on a Saturday morning we go out for breakfast, and then once a month I go and stay at his house during the weekend.
It's very touching that he is such a very good-hearted person and has a lot of compassion for other people, and that's what I think really struck me about him too. That really attracted me to John was just his compassion and his love for life. And he's always, every time I go see him, there's always the security guard, the young kids are sitting there talking to him, or there's another customer bringing him coffee or a sandwich from the store, or it's just pretty endearing to see, you know, how he's touched people's lives down there, and it's that kind of guy.
One of the best compliments I got actually was only about 2 weeks ago. She said, I don't need a paper because my husband picked one up. Yeah, okay. And I said, yeah, sure. Picking on her, because I do that a lot. I said, sure, the husband picked one up. What's that got to do with this poor bum on the corner, you know? Didn't put any money in my wallet. So Betty Rose says to me, you're not the bum on the corner, you're our friend on the corner. So to me, that means more than anything else when they say they become your friend. And they do, because they live here and they work here.
Thanks for listening. Check back in soon for future updates.